Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
This is where Washington comes to talk. Larry O'Connor here along with Amber Athey of The Spectator. Momentarily, we'll be joined by John Beatty, who's a member of the Loudoun County School Board. But let's give you a little taste of what happened last night in Loudoun County, as literally the whole nation is talking about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are at a turning point in our history. For the first time ever, the very ideologies and people who built, cultivated, and protected this country with their blood, sweat, and tears are under attack, especially in our public school systems. The Western culture and values that brought forth Christianity and the founding documents are being called evil and racist. And the cure for this extreme allegation is to destroy those principles. Even more so, white children are being told untruthfully that all the problems in this country were their fault. The morality and values of our founders are slipping from our fingers. But we will not let this happen. If you believe in Christ, if you believe in the Constitution, and if you believe in America, do not let this country fall. Parents and students, you must step up and defend your values, because this nation under God will not perish from this earth, but it will certainly perish without him.
That is one parent last night, but only one of 50 out of 259 who had signed up to speak their mind to the school board. Joining us right now is John Beatty. He is a member of that school board. And, sir, I know you had a raucous evening, so I appreciate you joining us this morning.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
I want to ask you, first off, Why did you vote along with your colleagues there to suspend the public forum? Why did we shut down discussion last night?
I think it goes back to the civility and the decorum of the public comment process. And I really appreciate when the public speaks, and it's really tough to get up and speak in front of the public and the school board. And so when people feel intimidated, when there's not respect, I think that hurts the ability for the public to voice their concerns. And then it doesn't help to change the minds and hearts that I think are necessary when we've got big decisions like the transgender policy last night.
Well, the impression, of course, that's left is that the members of the school board, of which you're one, didn't want to hear from the parents. I mean, listen, this is an emotional issue, and parents speak their minds. And there were some parents who were in favor of the transgender policy who were saying horrible things about their fellow citizens in that room. And I mean, what's wrong with having an open and free flow of discussion? I mean, they're not robots.
Yes, it's certainly emotional. I am, you know, it pains me that we had to close it. I think it gets back to, again, that it's an opportunity for the public to speak to the school board. It isn't the town hall that I hope we can have. It isn't an opportunity or discussion. It is a way for people to come and talk to the school board. And if there's intimidation, and if people are scared to get their point across, I don't think it's going to be fruitful.
So when you're sitting there with other members of the school board and you have these parents coming in very impassioned about things like reopening schools, critical race theory, and then this transgender pronoun policy, all obviously hot button emotional issues, when you talk to other school board members, do you get the sense that they are listening to what these parents are saying? Because when we watch these videos, it feels like there's some condescension involved, like they really are just having these meetings because they have to and not because they actually care about what parents think about these policies.
Well, I don't know what goes on inside the heads of my colleagues. I mean, personally for me, I find it very helpful. I find it great to hear people's voices. There were some wonderful speeches yesterday. And if we were going to go out with Dick Black, I think that was the way to go out. I know that they tell me that they read the emails, that they appreciate public comment, so I have to trust them on the face value for that.
John Beatty is our guest. He's a member of the Loudoun County School Board, also running for Congress in the district out there in Loudoun and Fairfax County, partly Fairfax County, for House of Representatives. So where do things stand now? Because as you know, many of your colleagues are facing a recall effort right now just because of this idea that voices are not being heard or listened to, for that matter. Where do you stand on these issues of the transgender policies as well as critical race theory? And what's the next step in terms of votes on these things?
Sure. Well, I don't support the transgender policy. I think a man can't say that he's a woman, and a woman can't say she's a man. So I won't vote on that in August. I'm not in favor of the critical race theory that I believe is being added to the curriculum. It's not in the reading list, but when you've got Ibram Kendi's How to Be an Anti-Racist recommended to teachers, when you've got the teaching tolerance resources recommended for teachers to use in their lesson planning, I think you've got to really step back and consider that even though it may not be called critical race theory on the surface, those ideas are being implanted. And then with the school board recall, I'm watching that very intently and waiting for them to get all the signatures and see how that whole process goes.
And a quick follow-up on that, because as you know, the acting superintendent in Loudoun County has said, no, there's no critical race theory here. There's no critical race theory. It's not being employed. You're basically calling that out. I mean, that's gaslighting. Is that what you're saying, John Beatty? The fact is, it is critical race theory.
Absolutely. I believe there's elements of it. And I think it happens. The challenge is critical race theory has so many euphemisms and so many interesting sayings that if you read the literature, you start to recognize them. But if you don't realize the ideological underpinnings, it's easy to kind of gloss over them and to think that it's not in there. So, I just encourage people to read the literature, especially the books from people like Robin DiAngelo, from James Lindsay, to see both sides of it and to kind of understand how it's being, the terms that people use so that you can recognize it when it comes across.
And finally, how much pressure are you under as a school board member from Richmond? How much of this is state mandated that you have to entertain these things? And are you being told that you have to pass these rules for transgender policy and for diversity, et cetera? Or is it just recommended that you discuss it and determine it? Do you have any leeway to just reject what Richmond is telling you?
I think you always have the leeway when it's up for a vote. There is tremendous pressure for the transgender policy, tremendous pressure to change the math program to weaken that, and that comes from the Virginia Department of Education. The transgender policy comes from the state legislature. But, if you've got an unjust law or something that you don't agree with, it doesn't mean you have to follow suit, and it's important to speak up and to push back against it and say that you're not going to support it. And hopefully that, being peaceful and reasonable about it will help change the minds and help draw people to your cause rather than shouting and yelling.
I don't disagree. I just think, I always tend to recoil when an elected official decides that there's been too much public discussion of something and they cut off voices of the taxpayers and citizens. I mean, even if those voices and that discussion ends up being volatile and rude, I mean, listen, our country was founded on some really rude people saying really rude things, but it's their right.
Yeah, but that wasn't in the House of Commons. That was out in the streets. That was getting people excited. So I think it depends on the situation. I think the rallies outside that I saw as we drove by, that was wonderful. I just think that there is a sense of decorum that you need for the body and where you're speaking. And that's the consideration that I would just ask people to think about. It's when it's in front of the school board, it doesn't help when people aren't following the what's been asked them. And they were asked many times to be polite, to just, be quiet so that we could hear people's names, so that everyone could work through it quickly. Because it was 260 people at 1 minute of pop. That's what, 4 hours at least of public comment?
Yeah, it was going to be a whole lot of public comment.
We gotta work through that in order for everyone to get their voices heard. And so it can be a disservice to your fellow taxpayers and fellow citizens if you're not allowing that process to happen smoothly.
John Beatty, Loudoun County School Board, thank you for joining us, along with the idyllic sound of the bird song of beautiful Loudoun County. We can picture
you
out there with a beautiful setting. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you very much, sir.
Love that. You could hear the whole.
Yeah. That was really soothing.
It's 8:45, WMAL traffic and weather. Could have been a squeaky chair, too, maybe.
Or a cicada.
Or a cicada. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. Here's Lisa Baden and the Hadid carpet cleaning traffic.